Proverbs 3, verses 27 through 35. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. Say not unto thy neighbor, Go and come again, and tomorrow I will give, when thou hast it by thee. Devise not evil against thy neighbor, seeing he dwelleth securely by thee. Strive not with a man without cause, if he have done thee no harm. Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. For the froward is abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesseth the habitation of the just. Surely he scorneth the scorners, but he giveth grace unto the lowly. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. It's important to learn to do what's right in the eyes of the Lord. He wants us to learn to walk in the paths of His wisdom, not according to our own ways and for our own quick advantage. And so He teaches us to not withhold good from those that are to receive good. When God gives you something and the power to possess it, don't hoard it for yourself, but bless others who deserve to receive as well. We are not to devise evil or plan revenge against our neighbor, but we should, as the Lord Jesus taught, do to them as we would desire them to do to us. We are not to fight and strive with those who have done us no harm. If we disagree or don't see eye to eye, let us deal with those matters in wisdom and patience, not in strife and wrath. We must never envy those who use their advantage to oppress others for their own gain. We must reject all of their ways, for those people are froward, and they are an abomination of the Lord. But the secret of the Lord is with the righteous who walk in His ways. Even though in the short term sometimes the wicked appear to prosper, we must understand that the curse of the Lord is upon them and their homes. God will scorn and mock at those who scorned and mocked at Him and His ways. In the end, their promotion will not be riches and honor, but they'll be promoted to shame and everlasting destruction. No, we must reject the path of wickedness. The Lord's blessing is on the just who live by faith. Faith that's based on God's word and His wisdom, based on His counsel and His understanding. His blessing is upon their household. He gives them grace because they are humble and lowly to His word. And in the end, they shall be truly wise, and the wise shall inherit glory. If we suffer with Christ, we shall be glorified together with Him. Glory to God. Envy not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. For the froward is abomination of the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. Proverbs 3, verses 27 through 35.